with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, Tuesday was a pretty cool day for Lamar's football senior Reese Spieler, who signed his letter of intent to play football at Morningside University this upcoming fall. Spieler joins a Morningside football program that has won 3 of the last 4 NAIA national championships and has won 11 consecutive Great Plains Athletic Conference championships. Spieler says that definitely caught his attention when he was looking at colleges.
Well, Morningside's obviously known for their great football program, so that was one of the main reasons I chose to go here. Obviously, they have many national championships, so that helps. So, and Morningside's just close to home, but not too close, so it's pretty good.
Spieler was one of the top receiving targets this year for the Bulldogs. He hauled in 11 catches for 205 yards and a pair of touchdowns in his senior season. He also proved his worth on the defensive end his senior year. Spieler racked up 19.5 tackles and 5 tackles for loss on the defensive end. Spieler says that the Mustang coaching staff liked what they saw in his film.
I went there for like kind of like a recruiting day, and like I sent them film and stuff, so they were really supportive and like looking over all my film and stuff and like telling me good things about it and stuff, and they just gave me a lot of compliments for everything I did, so that was really nice.
Lamar's football head coach Ken Vigdahl says Spieler can bring athleticism to a Mustang offense that averaged 608 yards and 55.5 points per game last season.
Well, I think he's a kid that can play in space. If you look at what we did with him, he was on that backside, and you know, we like to run a lot of RPOs, and we like to get some key routes out there, but then we like to do some slants off of that and stuff. And so the one thing about him is he has great hands. You know, he can find the open hole in the defense, and just the way he runs his routes and stuff, he could get open, and you know, watching him in this spring in track, he's got speed.
Right.
So, you know, you can never count speed out, so you know, it's one of those things that I think it's a great fit, and he can do a lot of different things.
And as Coach Vigdahl alluded to there a little bit, Spieler has proven himself to be a talented athlete in his time at Lamar's High School. Spieler has played basketball, baseball, and run track along with his time on the gridiron during his time in high school. Spieler says that football has always been his favorite, and he knew it was the sport he wanted to play in college.
Football has always kind of been my favorite sport. You know, I've played every sport that I have been able to since I can even remember, since I was young, but I've just always had a different passion for football. I just loved it.
Spieler says his time in the Lamar's football program has improved his game immensely. He says the coaching staffs have pushed him to higher levels.
Both Coach Tardivi and Coach Vigdahl really helped step up my game in different ways, but they really kind of made it extreme for me, so I'd be ready to play the next level with all the drills and stuff that they did in practice. So I'd say both coaches really helped prepare me for the next level.
Coach Vigdahl says he hopes the college signings that his program has seen this spring will continue to raise the expectations for the Lamar's football program.
We have a standard of play now. This is our standard. This is what we do. This is how we do it. And we just want our kids to, you know, once again, rise to that standard or even break that standard and get higher. So, you know, what we want to do is we want to create a great program. We want kids to be excited about football. And this is just another step that, you know, it takes of, you know, next year, hopefully we have a few more, and the next year a few more and stuff like that. So, you know, we started out with a great class, and, you know, we've got 2 going on to the college level.
Reese Spieler and the defending national champion Morningside football team will open their fall schedule in Great Plains Athletic Conference play with a home game against Northwestern College on Saturday, September 3. The Mustang spring game is coming up on April 30th. To some college baseball news, where we find a Plymouth County a baseball player doing some great things at the college level. Remsen St. Mary's alum Blaine Harpenaugh was recently named the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference's, or ICCAC, Division II Pitcher of the Week for his work on the mound this past week. An outstanding workload it was for Harpenaugh, who took the mound twice last week for Kirkwood Community College and earned 2 wins against some very tough conference opponents. He kickstarted his week, pitching in six innings against Des Moines Area Community College, where he struck out three batters, gave up seven hits, and three unearned runs thanks to some errors by his defense. Kirkwood won that game 6-4. He then started against the eighth-ranked team in the country in Northeast Community College out of Norfolk, where he pitched six innings, striking out eight, and did not allow an earned run in the 10-0 win for Kirkwood. His totals for the week were 12 innings, 11 strikeouts, no earned runs, and two big wins for Kirkwood. On the year, Harpinaw has started seven games for the Eagles, compiling a record of 5-2 in those starts. Harpinaw has been good at keeping runs off the board with an earned run average of 2.81, and he has struck out 37 batters in 32 innings for a strikeout per nine average of 10.41. Harpinaw's Kirkwood Eagles baseball team currently sits seventh in the ICC AC standings with about 3 weeks left of their regular season remaining. Congratulations there once again to Blaine Harpinaw, the ICC AC Pitcher of the Week in Division 2, for his outstanding performances on the mound this past week. We take a look now at what's on the docket for sports on the schedule today, and not a whole lot is left after the wind and cold temperatures today, and also the fact that a lot of schools are off for the Easter break. The only thing that is still on schedule, as far as we know, Galen Catholic Golf is scheduled to be in Hull today. Take on Trinity Christian in a golf duel in the War Eagle Conference. Best of luck to the Jays in that. Lamar's boys tennis was supposed to host Estherville Lincoln Central today. That has been postponed to the first week of May due to the weather out there today. Hinton Golf was supposed to be in action today against Hartley Melvin Sanborn and Sioux City East. That triangular has been canceled, and the meets with Hartley Melvin Sanborn in the War Eagle Conference, of course, want to remake that one between Hinton and Hartley Melvin Sanborn. That has been postponed to May as well. So not a whole lot on the docket for today. Again, the only thing still on schedule is Galen Catholic taking on Trinity Christian in golf. Everything else on the schedule originally for today has been postponed or canceled. Once the sports schedule resumes once again, you can check out KLEM1410.com for your up-to-date sports news and notes. You can also follow us on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.